Hello and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. My name is Toby. I'm one of the hosts and the editor of the show. I just wanted to put out a little pre-warning on these first couple of episodes. We didn't have the right equipment yet, and I was learning the ins and outs to recording. I can't say that we're professionals in any way, shape, or form, but I believe the quality of our show is getting better. So please stick with us through these first three or four episodes when we only had one microphone, and we were a little recording shy. I hope you stick around and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to the Secret Transmission Podcast, discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange.
Welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I am your host, Toby. Along with me are...
Kristen.
Steven.
Probably Jacob.
Tyler.
Penis.
There's no penis here.
There is.
There's a lot of penis here.
Okay, so today...
North of four.
We are going to be talking about HARP. The HARP Project.
What do you know about HARP?
What do you know about HARP?
What do you know about HARP?
Yeah, what do you two Navy boys know about HARP?
I know about nuclear reactors and this thing is HARP. I don't believe in it. Nope, it's a lie. I'm just kidding. Shut up.
Tyler? What do you know about HARP? Son of a...
I don't want to talk about this.
I could be killed for what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is you two know something.
Probably.
Okay. Do you know what HARP is?
I just know it's a weather system.
It's a weather system, you're correct. HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
I don't like words.
It's located in... How do you say that word up there, that town?
Gakona?
Gakona, Alaska. The HARP station began... in 1993, and was completed in 2007. So it took how many years? That 14.
It was in 93.
Yeah, it started. They started construction on it in 93.
That's the government, though. Government's
how's that
sucks at
though? Because
stuff.
They sit there and they said that they used it in the Vietnam World War to control the rain.
No.
Why yes. would we lose that war?
No.
That's
well,
what you made me watch last night.
Oh, yeah, we did watch that, didn't it? It did say something like that. Well, the,
that's how they got... Well, that's how they rained out the...
Well, it, the HARP facility that we're talking about wasn't constructed... Didn't begin construction until 1993.
Huh.
It took 14 years to build the whole damn thing.
The government sucks at building stuff.
Now...
Yeah, it took 14 years to build the monuments. The president.
As of right now, it's... Well... In 2014,
yeah,
it was announced that it was permanently going to be closed down.
Okay.
But its purpose was to analyze the ionosphere and investigate potential for developing ionospheric enhancement technology for radio communications and surveillance. This project was funded by the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy. And also some other people, the University of Alaska, and also DARPA.
Darth Vader?
No, DARPA. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Okay.
They basically fund anything that could potentially be a weapon or a defensive tool in war.
Which is why it wouldn't make sense they're just doing research.
Right.
Why would they be involved?
Why exactly?
But why? I also, I'm a little skeptical. But why would the university be involved if this was a weapon? Are they just providing money, or are they actually part of the project?
I don't know. That's just what I. That's,
okay.
Maybe they're not involved. Maybe
that's
they
true.
Were never involved. Maybe it was just
maybe
like,
they put the handle on it just to make it look good.
Do what?
They just put the handle of University of Alaska was in on it, so that makes them look good.
Right.
Makes
right.
them credible.
But DARPA, yeah, DARPA is the ones that you know fund anything that could be used for the military.
Drawfield.
What?
Said Jaw Phil. I feel you. It's language. It's a new word.
DARPA wanted to use the technology to possibly black out communications and to bounce off satellites and cause a blackout. That's what the original patent for the project says. Okay. That's what it's the whole purpose of it's for is to black out other communication devices.
I see that.
So what HAARP is it's a big facility. There's I don't think I wrote this down, but there's like 180 antennas.
Damn.
They're huge.
Yeah.
And there's facilities. There's buildings that are around it, and I mean,
that's what I told you. Of course, they build in Alaska where you can only get in by plane and out by plane.
Right.
So
not many people.
Not many people are going to be like tourists going over there and checking this thing out unless they have a buku of money.
A lot of people believe that they can control the weather with HAARP, right?
Yeah, that's the popular belief.
Why would you want to control the weather?
Because the government wants to know what we're doing. I don't know.
The government, man.
I don't know, they can control crop cycles.
That's
important.
To do a drought, to tear people out of the world.
You can use it as a weapon to drought people out. Make government
reliant.
Hurricanes, tsunamis.
You can wipe out people with any kind of natural disaster.
Floods.
You can do population control.
Sure.
There's a lot of things you can do with.
The Navy would probably invest in it because that way, I mean, whenever it comes down to those, you know, the tsunamis and everything like that, like Hurricane Katrina, like, you can knock anybody off track and then make it impossible for them to get to you if they're planning on getting to you.
Yeah, that was George Bush was definitely
Kanye West.
Yeah,
he picked up a little world like the tornado.
If Kanye West said it, it's probably true.
Actually, Lil Wayne said it.
I thought Kanye said it.
Kanye said George Bush hates black people.
Yeah. Oh, dude, really?
Yeah.
Racist.
Thought it was
all black people look alike. They say the same things.
Well, yeah.
It's also a very popular belief that HAARP is used to control minds.
Minds.
I just don't see how that could be possible.
Yes.
Or maybe I think that.
Well, they say it's full of radiation. Like it's a radioactive.
Okay. Have you ever heard of MK Ultra?
Yes.
Those are the proven to be true projects. I can't remember when they were.
Trying to control brains.
They were trying to control people. There was a bunch of really weird stuff that they were trying to do. They would give people like LSD and other drugs. They would slip it into their coffee at the research facilities.
Yeah.
To try and. That way, the people they were testing it on wouldn't know that they were being slipped LSD.
Yeah.
So that they could get better results, or that's what they thought. So, the government has...
there's a program where I can do LSD and get paid to do it? Can I get, like, in on that? Like, is that still a thing? Like, I'm down.
Is it still a thing?
Navy boy?
Nothing I can talk about.
People have always tried to control the weather. That's nothing new. Like, even the Romans... They had a stone that they used called the lapis manalis. I can't say it, but it was to help cause rain, or they believed it helped cause the rain during droughts. What they would do is they had this big stone outside of where they lived. They would pull it inside.
Up now.
Sorry. They would pull it inside and they would pour water over it. That's what would cause the rain. But that's what they believe. So it's been something that we've been trying to do since.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
We've always
been interested in it.
Right.
But I mean, as far as like, that's the thing. I can definitely see us being able to control weather. I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard. But I don't know if I buy into the whole us using it for, like, these crazy reasons, like causing Hurricane Katrina, and I don't know if I buy into that.
But, okay, then, but why other...
I
don't
see
other,
why not.
What other reason would we be wanting to control the weather?
Control crops.
To control
farm.
Crops, yeah.
More
crops.
We could make better crops for the entire world.
Essentially. I mean, we have better farming seasons.
But why would we do that for our enemies?
I guess we would.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we're not.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, how you know, you have a farmer's almanac. It comes out every year. And people who have weddings, they buy that farmer's almanac because it tells when good crops are going to be, when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow, like, all this stuff, like, when it's good planting season. Like, with our weather changing so much how it is, like, how can this thing still be on track and people are still following it and getting good results? Like, I don't even understand that. But, I mean, if this thing is real and it has, like, radiation and stuff like that, that would mean a lot, because past 14 years from when, like my grandmother, from her time, like, teeth were stronger, everything was stronger, like, their health was stronger, and, like, over the past few years, all this famine, disease, and everything is coming out, and it's just slowly, like, bringing people down. Maybe that's worldwide radiation, like...
Yeah, but a lot of people blame some of that stuff on fluoride.
I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of different reasons for that. Plus, again, our life expectancy still goes up. It's not like our life expectancy is going down.
Yeah, and a lot of
it has gone down, though. Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
It's on a steady
increase. Yeah, it's always been on a steady increase.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of stuff, the teeth thing, like, people blame fluoride, people blame the GMOs, people blame...
I think it's preservatives in food is what causes a lot of it, but that's just me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I guess there could be some, if we were controlling the weather, wouldn't there be some type of backlash, like she's saying, like some kind of radiation?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they need to do radiation for it. Like, I mean, all
Do
is do certain things.
Why would nuclear power cause...
What's not nuclear power is inherently radiation.
Oh. Well, I don't know that I just know radiation and nukes, man.
That's good. That's good. Tyler, what do you got to say about this?
I don't know. I don't think it's anything that would...
Do you think it's...
I don't think they've had any success with it.
Do you think it's possible?
I think it's possible
in,
control
in the future, yes.
A lot of people... Have you heard of the sky trumpets?
No.
A lot of people report these all over the world. Now, some people say that it's just a big YouTube hoax, but there's videos that you can find if you type in sky trumpets. Have you seen War of the Worlds?
Yes.
It sounds like that oh. Yeah, that big, that real, like, heavy noise. People, and they've got recordings where they're pointing at the sky like, I hear it, do you hear it? And they believe that that's the harp being sent, like, you know.
Acting,
yeah. It's being
fired off.
That
would be crazy. But I feel like that's also just ideas. I don't know how
But no one knows what those sky trumpets are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the end of times, because most of those people recording those videos, either A, they photo edit it, because most of the time they're going, listen to this f***ing sound, can you f***ing believe this? And I'm like, that's great. So the person who's over here cursing at the world while they're able to hear the Gabriel's trumpet is hearing God's last calling, but I haven't heard it yet, and I do the same thing, so surely...
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people believe that it's the harp being signaled off.
How close are those sightings of the sky trumpets to where this harp thing is?
They're all over the world. That's the theory is
that
the harp can control the weather wherever.
I don't understand how they can aim it, though. That's my only thing.
Well, I mean...
That would take a lot of energy and everything to aim it to one spot to be able to control one certain area.
I think the technology could be
possible.
You'd
be surprised at
what we can pull off.
Well, then what do they have?
Tell us what you know.
I can't tell you.
Nuclear power is good. I'm not plugging...
Like, I mean, I know you can take a nuke.
You think nuclear power is good?
I just feel like the more I plug nuclear power,
the more it becomes popular, the better job opportunities I'm going to have. Wait, I didn't say that. Now, going back to the farmers, that's another thing. It's like, I don't feel like we're like, controlling things, because, like, basic meteorologists can predict weather patterns for, like, the next couple of months.
But they haven't
typically
been,
typically always
recently.
Follow what they predicted. And so, I mean, that's... I don't feel like anything crazy with the weather is happening. I don't know. Maybe.
Now, here's another interesting theory. A lot of people believe that the real, like, side of global warming started... after the HAARP project was built. Like, you know, like everyone started kind of panicking about... When do you think everyone started panicking about global warming?
Al Gore's Uncomfortable Truth, or whatever his thing was called, in 2000. That's when everyone started...
Around 2000?
Around 2000, everybody got panicked.
When did that say?
Al Gore said stuff.
He believes in
HARP was completed in 2007.
That's true. I mean, Al Gore did come out with this, and he also believes in man, bear, pig. Yeah. So can we really, like...
come on, now.
Like, okay, is it really HARP or is it man, bear, pig? Let's be real. We all know.
Man, bear, pig.
I think man, bear, pig is controlling the weather.
I do, too. I think man, bear, pig controls... We should actually be quiet if, like, you hear us. I don't want to deal with man, bear, pig. I want to deal with man, bear, pig.
I don't want to deal with man, bear, pig. Is that a real theory by Al Gore, or is that just a...
That's it.
Don't believe that.
No.
No, it's real.
It's making fun of him believing in conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So, but back to the mind control. Do you think that the government can control someone's mind? Now, the popular belief to do this is that they have chemtrails. They have airplanes that dump out chemicals. That's what those the white streaks behind planes are.
Yeah.
It's believed to be government mind control formula. And HARP helps control it. They also believe that the chemtrails, you know, help with, like, diseases and, you know, there's many, many theories of what those chemtrails really are.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Liars. I can see
it.
Maybe.
I don't
know. Ladies and gentlemen.
Things I can or can't say.
Why are you winking at me?
Why am I naked?
What are you trying to whisper to me? The government's... I'm reading his lips. The government...
Is killing everyone.
Is killing everyone.
We're actually all dead right now.
This is like
this
Lost.
Is hell.
It's like the last episode.
But didn't
Lost?
They say that the
we're
harp,
the Matrix,
harp was also making like when all those birds and the fish and everything like that was happening? They also blamed that on harp too, though.
Yeah,
oh,
they
heard
said
that.
Now, because there are some weird like migrations that happened a couple of years ago. I guess there was like all these fish that were showing up on shore, like missing their
they were
eyes
killed,
and stuff.
Oh, that's crazy.
That could be the nuclear testing in that one island. I don't know what it's called.
Bikini Island?
Yeah.
Watch that documentary.
What happened at Bikini Island? I don't know.
That's they sit there and they that's actually where they got Bikini from. All these people were there and they bought out the island from them and evacuated them so they could do nuclear warfare testing far out onto their own their
that's
island.
SpongeBob's based
and they relocated them.
Seriously,
SpongeBob's he's alive. He's it's actually a documentary.
It was a tribe. It was a tribe that lived out there, and they went out there and they relocated them and asked them and gave them a bunch of money to and bought out the island.
Yeah.
For them to nuke.
Huh. Maybe we'll do an episode.
That was a good documentary.
That or SpongeBob.
See?
And the whole
I know random shit, Stephen. I told you.
I like the SpongeBob documentary.
Just random.
SpongeBob is a documentary. It's like the radioactive fish.
Huh.
It's a fact.
Well, I thought it was I was always told it was based off of a gay guy's life. Growing up.
I mean,
I
swear it was gay.
You heard that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like they sent it into Comedy Central and it was supposed to be two gay guys.
Yeah, I don't
living
know.
Living their life.
And then they got turned down by Comedy Central, so they went to Nickelodeon with
it. What about Rugrats, where
all that's bullshit.
That's cool. That's a cool fucking.
That
would make
that
the show a lot more interesting if that was true.
That theory is scary. Where
it
like she's
scary.
Like
what?
She's imagining all her all her.
Yeah, oh, Angelica's imagining everyone.
Yeah, because her baby brother died when he was a little kid, and like she imagined her little brother and all his friends.
So yeah, and the twins were stillborn.
Twins were aborted, and so she imagined what they would be like if they were alive.
Oh, because she didn't know which one was going to be if it was going to be
okay,
a boy or
yeah.
girl. Tommy was stillborn. What was Chucky?
Chucky, he was always always nervous. He died with his mom.
He died during birth with his mom. That's why his mom was never around.
Angelica was the only one that was alive.
Yeah.
Because her mom didn't pay attention to him, so she had a creative imagination.
Right.
I wish that was true. That'd be cool.
Oh, and that's why Tommy's dad built toys for the kid that he never had.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember the rest of them. I don't know. That's weird.
That's a scary.
We got way off topic. We fell into a wormhole of Nickelodeon.
I like Nickelodeon.
So, final thoughts on HARP. Is it real, or was it real?
It's real, but it doesn't control as much as people say it controls.
Does it? Okay. Does it control people's minds?
No.
No.
No. A group? No.
I wouldn't think so.
Does it control weather?
Can. On a smaller degree than what they claim.
Smaller scale.
Has it affected our Earth? like...
Possibly.
I think it could, just because, I mean, if you mess with, like, nuclear warfare, it's going to mess with something, so you alternate anything that's non-natural, it's going to with something.
I just hope that now that the facility's being closed down, I hope that a lot of documents come out about it, you know? Like... discussing, because they're not real clear on what they were trying to achieve.
Yeah, but who says it's really close?
That's true.
We don't know that.
That is true. But, I didn't think about that. They're going to be operating it, and we're just like, yeah, it's closed, and the f***s like us are going to be being like, oh, it's closed.
I mean, that's just a good deterrent, so they can keep going forth with what they need to.
Right.
So when something really crazy does happen, we're all like, it was hard.
Yeah, we can't blame HAARP on every natural disaster anymore. It was closed in 2007. You know? They're like, hey, no, we're closed, man. I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't us.
Yeah, we didn't do it. Turk and Katrina, that was Bush. That wasn't us.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. One of the things.
Bush is behind all of this. Bikini Bottom, SpongeBob, all that.
And Rugrats.
And the Rugrats.
Yeah. F*** you, George Bush.
All right, I guess that's the final thought is f*** you, George Bush.
F*** you, George Bush.
Huge one. Yep, there we go. Got it.
Alright. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Later, everyone.
Kids are playing every day. I want to do robots.
No, there's not a robot voice.
No, I joined the... Like a zombie do.
Okay. What does a zombie do?
Eat people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they eat people?
Because zombies turn people into zombies.
So a zombie eats people and turns them into zombies?
Yeah, at The Walking Dead.
On The Walking Dead?
Yeah. You watch it?
I have watched it once or twice. Have you watched it?
Yes.
Who'd you watch it with?
You.
Oh, that's right.
I get you.
You got me?
Yeah.
Are zombies fast or slow?
Slow.
Are they pretty or are they ugly?
It's awesome.
They're awesome?
And they're cool.
They are cool, huh?
And it's scary.
They're scary?
Yeah, I like a zombie's face be scary.
You like when the zombie's face be scary?
Yeah. Zombies. I watched The Walking Dead today.
You watched The Walking Dead today?
I need to. I didn't edit it.
Oh, you need to watch it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, let's go watch it.
Okay. Kids are playing every day.
And that's it for episode number 2, HAARP Talk. If you have any questions about the show, please email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com or follow us on Twitter to stay up to date for when we post new shows. At Secret Trans Pod, and that's at SecretTransPod. All episodes are also available on YouTube. You just search Secret Transmission Podcast. We hope you come back and listen to us and try to explain the unexplainable.
Mr. Pop. Eat.
You have to do that gun thing again so Tyler can... Sorry, so Tyler can see it.
I always get nervous in the intro, and you fucking... I had the balls to do it.
I thought you were pausing.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Okay, sorry.
Professional.
I tried.
Hello, and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast.
You son of a bitch!
Hush.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
It's actually not a little kid.
I didn't call a little kid a son of a
bitch. It's HAARP.
It's HAARP was talking.
What do you know about HAARP?
Hold on. Redo.